Ms. Prisoner, I'd like to hear your response to that first.
Well, first, you know, the democratic uprising in Syria you're talking about, are you talking about the many thousands of foreign fighters who are carrying out terrorist attacks on civilians all over the country? You talk about the region being on fire. You know, you may be assuming to Iraq right now. Many of those forces who are fighting and creating the chaos in Iraq right now are those fighters being supported by these types of airstrikes in Syria, facilitating their military victories or attempts at military victories in Syria. I mean, to say that Israel wants peace in the region, I mean, look at what Israel is doing right now. Carrying out raids on homes of innocent people, gunning down civilians, mass arresting people. I mean, if you know Israel is really worried about protecting its civilians within its borders, it wouldn't be taking these types of actions and actions to further stoke the flames in Syria, which is precisely what it's doing with these airstrikes.
Mr. Millett, there is a point that those who are against this have been raising, and it's also been raised now, as I said at the beginning of the program, by the Syrian government. They say what Israel is doing is against international law. The attacks, they say, the recent attacks by Israel breached the 1974 separation of forces agreement and violated the UN Charter and international law. This is the Syrian government speaking. And it's also, Damascus has called on the United Nations to condemn this, quote, aggression. Now, what we're saying is, why can Israel take actions, you know, disregarding international law, both in Syria and also in the West Bank right now, as it's there's a manhunt underway for the three Israelis who are missing there.
I mean, Israel hasn't breached international law. There was an attack on Israel. A 15 or 14-year-old boy, Mohammed Karaka, was murdered. How many more Israelis do you want to be murdered before Israel actually does something about the rockets that are coming in and landing on its soil? You have to be reasonable here. If this was happening in Tehran, the rockets were landing in Tehran, then you would expect the Iranian government, well, the Iranian government has gone into Syria and has gone into Iraq, and there's no other country that has done more to destabilize the region than Iran, that has forces in Syria, forces in Iraq, and supports Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. Yeah. Iran is the serial offender. And what Israel is doing is trying to retrieve three more teenagers. Israel has had lost a civilian who was murdered in northern Israel. Now three Israelis have been kidnapped by the Palestinians, and all they're doing is rounding up members of Hamas, an internationally recognized terrorist organization, with a view to gaining information as to the whereabouts of three teenagers, two who were 16, one who was 19, who were kidnapped, yes, coming home from school. Is that so unreasonable?
Mr. Prisoner, Mr. Millett is telling us that Israel, first of all, has not violated international law, and second of all, he says that it's Iran that's creating all this instability in the region. Iran is to blame here. Your response to that?
Well, I would say that those to blame for the massive amounts of violence in the region would be those who are funding and supporting the funnel of weapons and support into the groups that are creating the chaos in the region. And this is United States and its allies, Saudi Arabia and others. This is responsible for the long, long war that's been going on in Syria now. Israel absolutely is violating international law. The international community itself admits that Israel is violating international law with its illegal settlements, its human rights violations and treatment of prisoners. I mean, the fact that you can be arrested in an occupied territory and brought without trial into an Israeli jail, that is a violation of international law. And, you know, you talk about, you know, you have all this concern for these three Israeli teenagers that are missing. And in fact, there's no evidence that they were kidnapped by Hamas or kidnapped by anybody, but three missing Israeli teenagers. What about the 70 times more than that in Israeli jails? What about the 210 Palestinian minors under the age of 18 who have been kidnapped by Israel and kept in Israeli jails under the most deplorable conditions, who are tortured, who are denied sleep, who are denied food, who are denied all the basic necessities of life? You know, the Israeli politicians right now, you know, in a cynical way, want to use these three Israeli youths as something that the whole world needs to be rising up and crying about. But you have 70 times more than that of young Palestinians, of Palestinian children and teenagers, who have been detained for quite a bit longer and knowingly under really horrific torture-like conditions. Mm.
Well, I'd like to just move again to the issue of Israeli attacks on Syria and something that we raised in the introduction of the program. Mr. Millett, we cited a military website, Debka Files, saying that this instance shows that Israel took the opportunity, at least, for action that would break the standoff in the two-month battle for the town of Renetra between Syrian insurgents and army forces. The Syrian army's, we know, 90th Brigade has been defending that town against the insurgents, the same insurgents, it says, that have been trained and armed in Jordan by American instructors. And they refer here to the coordination that Israel has had with the United States in launching these attacks. So do you think Israel is actually using this opportunity to tip the balance of power here?
Why would Israel want to tip the balance of power in any direction? Any direction that Syria goes in would be very, very bad news for Israel. Until there was this civil war, Assad, Syria, there was a peace in Syria, wasn't there? There was no mass murder. There were no on either side. Syria was stable. I mean, Assad was a dictator. I mean, there's no support for Assad. But why? From Israel's point of view, would Israel want to get involved in either side when the outcome is so uncertain that it could go equally as bad for Israel either way? Assad that's supported or taken over now by Iran and support for Hezbollah right on Israel's border, or ISIS that wants to create a caliphate that would no doubt include Israel. So it's an absolutely ludicrous suggestion that Israel wants to get involved in any way in Syria. But of course, my colleague in America will suggest that, because anything to bash America, anything to bash Israel suits his political agenda.
Well, Mr. Preisner, let's hear your reasons for saying that Israel is actually benefiting from a breakup of Syria and civil war in Syria, or rather a war on Syria by external factors.
Right. Well, you know, Israel has a very congruent interest with the United States. They don't have the exact same interests. Of course, Israel wants land. It wants all the land it's currently illegally annexing from the Palestinians. But because it's really requires the direct massive support of the United States government and the billions and billions of dollars it uses to make Israel able to exist at all, and able to fund that massive military power, the U.S. interests in the region are carried out by the Israeli government. And the U.S. mission in the region, throughout the entire world, and right now in particular in the Middle East, is to overthrow all of the independent governments that broke themselves from colonial and imperialist domination over the decades. Syria is one of those countries. Iraq was one of those countries. Iran is one of those countries. Any country that has stood up and says, we will not follow the dictates of Washington, we will not follow the dictates of the U.S. empire, they are targeted for destruction. Syria is one of those countries that is independent of U.S. imperialism, and the destruction of Syria and the destruction of the Syrian state absolutely is in the interest of the United States and its allies, in particular Israel, because it's part of the Western domination of the entire region.
Yes. So, Mr. Millett, would you agree that Israel would favor another government in Syria, not the current government led by Bashar al-Assad?
Well, Israel would favor democracy in Syria, a proper democracy in Syria, where the people get to vote for who they want so they can have a brighter future, so they have better lives, more money, better economy, human rights, where they can express themselves, like in Israel, which is a democracy, where you can be women are equal, gays are equal, equality of religion within Israel.
You're not equal if you're Palestinian,
and,
though.
Well, of course you're equal. I mean, the Palestinians are ruled by the Palestinian Authority. So, you know, of course they're equal. What happens to the Palestinians is decided
by
the Palestinians.
This is how ignorant you are. It's very equal.
I mean, that's how ignorant you are. That's how ignorant you are, because actually the Palestinians are ruled by the Palestinian Authority. So you should really read up on that.
Well,
That's what Israel wants, is democracy in Syria, yes. Democracy in Iraq, well, democracy
in the whole region outside Israel. We are running out of time. The last comments, Mr. Prizner, if you can quickly tell us, is this a problem of democracy now in Syria? We know an election was held there. We know that President Assad did win that election, although, of course, we also know that not everyone managed to take part. But is this about democracy now?
Israel and the United States do not care about democracy whatsoever, and that is proven in who they will ally with in the region and who they will not ally with in the region. Monarch-type dictatorships like in Saudi Arabia and Qatar are some of the closest allies of Western imperialism, absolutely not democracies at all, but countries with internationally monitored, recognized elections, like in Iran and like this election in Syria, which monitored by observers. They don't care actually who is in power or what by means they get in power. They care about whether or not they follow along with the dictates of the West. And if you don't, you're targeted for destruction and you're targeted for bombing, whether it's U.S. bombs or Israeli bombs.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Michael Prizner in Los Angeles there with the Answer Coalition. Big thank you to our guest in London as well, journalist and political commentator, Mr. Richard Millett. Thank you so much, everyone, for staying with us here on The Debate. From me, Homa Lesgi, until our next programme, it's goodbye.